Okay, and with this, it is 3 o'clock, and I would like to introduce three people for the next presentation, namely Davide Porovecchio, Pierluigi Tassi, and Claudio Schellehin. And in their talk, they will give an overview of how web analytics with Matomo are used in the public section in Italy, including a case study of the long-term usage of Matomo. So, whenever you're ready, please start.
Hello to everybody. My name is Claudio Schellehin, as said, and I'm responsible for the web development service in the Agency for Digital Italy. Today I want to present you our solution for monitoring website statistics of public administration in Italy. And of course, we used Matomo, and I explain in this very short presentation why we decided to implement a statistical national statistical platform. From a legal point of view, we in Italy we have a legal context quite articulated, quite complex, which is called Code of Digital Administration. In Article 7, it says that public administration shall publish on their website data on user statistics. In the Code of Digital Administration gives you rules about a digital issue for the public and private entities. And it's a rule, it's a legal framework that must be followed. And it says that public administration should allow users to express their satisfaction on the service quality in terms of usability, accessibility, and timeliness. So public administration should also publish, as I said, on their website, the resulting data, including analytics. In Article 53, I don't want to bother you with many legislative aspects, but just to say you that this is something that is required by the law. This code says that the internet site of public administration should respect the principle of accessibility, usability, as stated in specific government guidelines. So public administration should create a website that respect this principle and about usability, findability, completeness of information, clarity of language, reliability, easy of consultation, homogeneity, and interoperability. Well, all this stuff, as we know, must be this level of quality can be reached only by by monitoring the use of websites of digital services by the users. So of course there are many other way of projecting good web services, but now just focus on this aspect. A web agency for Digital Italy wrote these guidelines. We define the modalities for the creation and modification of internet websites of public administrations. These guidelines, as well, are something that must be followed. It's not something like, can I say, a nice to have feature, but it's something that public administration should respect. And in these guidelines, we say that, the statistics should appear on each website. The data, this is very important. In this case, data, user statistics data remains inside the public administration with the solution we defined. And what is this solution, a technical solution? We developed a national platform, which is called Web Analytics Italia. And is an open source solution for collecting, analyzing, and sharing traffic and user behavior data dedicated to Italian public administration websites. So in order to analyze and improve the user experience, we decided to develop this national platform. And this is the very first time in Italy, for Italy, for the government, that we have a, such a tool, such as a platform. And already many administration have are joined these solutions. And many more are going to join this this platform by next year. And going out of Italy, we connected this platform, this solution, with the regulation of the Single Digital Gateway. The regulation 2018-7024 establishes a single digital gateway at Europe level to provide access to information, to procedures, and to assistance and problem-solving services. The website address is Your Europe. Okay, you can see it on my slide. So what we have to do with the Web Analytics Italia based on Matomo and this Your Euro platform? Well, this single digital gateway has thousands of links to national web pages, which contains lots of information, specific information. This the statistics about these web pages at national level must be sent to European Commission. And this is written, clearly stated in the regulation. So national authorities shall ensure that statistics are collected in relation to users' visits on the gateway and on the web page to which the gateway links in a way that guarantees anonymity of the users in order to improve the functionality of the gateway. Well, we connected this national solution with the Europe single digital gateway, and in this way we avoid, as many other member states are doing now, we avoid to ask to the single administration to send a file like on Excel or something, stuff like that, to the European Commission about statistics. What kind of information we gather? Well, number of visits, very, very basic information, but useful. Number of visits, number of unique visits per web page, countries from which the user are visiting the web page, type of devices used, and the time spent on page. Very basic ones, but we have set up an automated way to send this information regularly to the European Commission. More or less, this is the way the Web Analytics connect with the other nodes of the Europe framework. And from until now, the statistics are related to web pages only, from and from 2023, these statistics will be related to services online, which will be put make available by the end of 2023. My presentation finished here. I thank you very much for your kind attention. I give the floor to Davide Porovecchio.
Thank you, Claudio. I switch to my presentation. Here we are. Well, good afternoon. My name is Davide Porovecchio. I'm the lead developer of Web Analytics Italia, the Italian national platform for web analytics in the public sector. WAI, pronounced Y, is the short name we use for Web Analytics Italia. Well, why am I talking about Web Analytics Italia? It is the project, and now the platform, that brought us in-depth knowledge of Matomo. Y is evolving, of course, and follow the evolution of Matomo as well. For example, one of the next steps in our roadmap will be to upgrade to version 4 of Matomo. Three main points about why. The first, as established by the Italian law, the collection of statistical data is mandatory for public bodies. The use of why, however, is not mandatory, but recommended, because a central collection point has many advantages, as we'll discuss in a moment. Y, third point, is connected to two other national platforms. One is Indice PA, which is the directory of all the public administration, and the other one is SPID, the Italian digital identity system. When we started designing Web Analytics Italia, Matomo was the natural choice because, as you all already know, it is completely open source, can be extended with custom plugin and configured according to specific needs. In addition to all this consideration, Italian law requires public administration to use open source solution when available. So we had no other choice than Matomo. The possibility to collect data in one central point was a strategic decision to allow national analysis and to address certain processes, such as the updating of guidelines for the design of public websites, as Claudio told before me. Now that platform is quite stable, even if still in beta, we are planning an extensive analysis of the data collected to extract valuable information about the interaction of Italian citizens with public administration websites and, of course, the quality of the websites. Most of the administrations using Web Analytics Italia to monitor the traffic of their websites are small municipalities or schools. The ease of use and availability of an institutional solution allowed us to bring this organization on board with minimal effort. This is a first step toward our goal in the short term, as we wanted to spread as much as possible the diffusion of web analytics among Italian public administration. Okay, GDPR, it can be a concern, we know, especially for small organizations. The recent CNIL recommendation has confirmed that our choice to use Matomo was the right one. The guidelines of the Italian Data Protection Authority also point out that if we use Matomo with the proper configuration that anonymizes all personal data, we can collect statistics without requiring explicit user consent. As you can see in this simple diagram, so we are switching to explain, I'm going to discuss now how we use Matomo. Well, the discussion until now was about why we use Matomo. Well, as you can see in this simple diagram, our users interact with Y frontend for logging in and for websites and user management. But they eventually switch to Matomo directly when they need to view dashboards. Y interacts with Matomo via API to perform the task requested by the user, and this interaction happens in the backend. The tracking side is completely managed by Matomo with a configuration that I will discuss in a moment. This is the onboarding process for Italian public administration. Well, after logging in, the user selects an administration and the corresponding URL is retrieved from Indice PA, the directory of Italian administration. At this point, Y creates a new website in Matomo and provides the tracking code to the user so it can be included in the source code of the specific website. Only after the visit starts to be tracked, Y will create a new account in Matomo, thus allowing access to the dashboard for the user. With this pattern, we can be fairly sure that the user has permission to modify the code of the institutional website listed in Indice PA for the selected administration. Single digital gateway was described by Claudio some minutes ago, and is a regulation of the European Commission that states, among other things, that each member state shall collect statistics on visit to the pages that are part of the EurEurope network. EurEurope is a portal for European citizens looking for information, rights, rules, and procedures for their personal and professional activities within the European Union. The regulation requires that statistics for each page are transmitted using a country device matrix. Thanks to Matomo, we are able to easily build a system based on creating a segment for each URL device pair and then querying the API with the user-country.getCountry method for each segment. The resulting data is then structured in format required and automatically sent to the servers of the European Commission. Well, our architecture of Web Analytics Italia is hosted within a cloud service provider that is made available to the Italian public administration. The Y platform is based on on IaaS type services. Within our structure, we have installed a Kubernetes cluster that we use to orchestrate the different containers that make up the whole system. The only element outside the Kubernetes cluster is the DBMS, which is installed on a dedicated virtual machine for performance reasons. For the portal component, which evolves faster than the other components, we have activated the continuous integration, continuous deployment system that allow us to stay up to date with the code in our GitHub repository. In the next slide, I'm going to discuss in more detail the different Matomo containers you can see now in this diagram. We have four different types of Matomo containers. Obviously, we use QuET tracking plugin. So the first one is the ingestion container, which only expose the matomo.php endpoint to the outside world and collect data and then queue them inside the Redis component. The workers containers, not exposed to the outside world, which dequeue the data from Redis and load them into the database. Then the third kind of container is the web container, and is it exposed to the outside, but only accessible by authenticated users, basically those coming from the web portal. and it's for dashboards and reporting in general. The last one is the API container, which at the moment only allow the visualization of widgets, but with some limitation that I will discuss in a moment. Okay, about providing widgets to authorized organization. In order to provide our users with the possibility of displaying widgets on their website without at the same time allowing the widgets to be included in any other website, we have adopted a two-tier solution. On the web server, using a specific script, we add in the response to a request for a widget a content security policy header with the value frame ancestors and the URL corresponding in Matomo to the site ID in the request. So the browser will show the frame only if embedded in the specified URL. In Matomo, this is the second tier, we then use a custom plugin that rejects all requests that do not contain the module equal widgetize parameter in the query string. To avoid rejecting valid requests coming from inside the widget iframe, the plugin let them pass if they contain the string module equal widgetize inside the referrer HTTP header. Some performance metrics. Well, at Web Analytics Italy, we now have 677 tracking websites. These websites belongs to 590 public administrations. And considering that in Italy, we have about 20,000 different administrations, we are still far from good coverage. But the project has already been quite successful and is growing fast. At the moment, we are getting about 50 million visits per month for a total of about 140 million page views. The incoming traffic to the ingestion component averages something like 200 transactions per second, with peaks of up to 350 transactions per second. The archiving job is currently our least performing component because it takes almost 12 hours to complete. Bear in mind, however, that 590 rollups, one for each administration, must be added to the 677 websites. So we have more than 1,300 websites to process in the archiving job. Well, this finishes my presentation. I want to thank everyone for listening. All of what I've described is public and open source. Our two main repositories are on github.com/agid/wai-portal, and the other one, it's the same, but as the final part, WAI-infrastructure. Okay, now I leave the floor to Pierluigi Tassi from Emilia-Romagna region, who will discuss about another experience with Matomo in the Italian public sector. Thank you.
Sorry. Hello, everybody. Thank you, Davide, for explaining your project. And thank you for joining, because to explaining them and all the audience and the big project you are doing in the for entire the Italian public administration. I'm speaking from Bologna, where you're situated in the Regione Emilia Romagna, that is a smaller administration, a smaller area of administration. And the region is situated in the northern area of Italy, and is counting sorry It's counting 4 million and a half residents in an area, on an important area. It's about 22 kilometers big, and is one of the most developed regions in Italy, and is a how can I say is a is a choice for others, and a kind of light on administration of all the regions. Our area is very important for economic growth and industrial growth and tourism. So we have a lot of products to eat, and you know Italians are very, very careful about food. So this is a big amount of food, but also it's a very good area of industrial growing about motorsports. Since ages, since tens of age or years, we developed a lot of very informed and very famous examples of very good industrial products. Because of this, the region must be the administration of the region must be aware, like the private the sector, and so the administration must accomplish their business. It's a very hard duty, because the companies are always asking for good results. For this, because of this, we have started doing analytics a lot of time ago. It's more than 10 years ago, and nearly in since 2013, we started using PIWIC, now called Matomo. And the question was providing the privacy for the users, just that. The only the different product we can use was the Google Analytics, but we were not happy with it, because if you follow the previous talk, was explained that free services from private companies are always expensive in terms of privacy. It's a privacy cost. So in 2013, we migrated our system from barely logs analytic measurement to a real web analytics software, because PIWIC at that time was already giving a better amount of data to measuration of data, because of its scripts, because it was open source and very customizable. That happened before the GDPR rules that come in 2018, and so we were already sensitive about this kind of problem of the privacy. And our database size is now about 100 gigabytes. And the most of the data is the report tables we are collecting since the start Okay, we have a lot of data we collected since the 2013. During the last 2 years, we had all the world had an emergency problem with global the problem of the social problem with the virus. And we started from a situation we can see here in the starting point, where all the visits to our website were about sleeping, about like sleeping, but weren't really sleeping. This is what our bigger amount of visits about this event was called the regional election day. That happened in the middle January of 2020. And then we had the problem with emerging problem with the security, national security, and the health of the people. At this time, Italy was the first country in Europe hit by the health problem, and Emilia-Romagna was one of the regions first hit. And so this was the amount of data we collected by people visiting our website, looking for the source of the official information for their life. And this amount of data, it was also growing in the months later. And then we expected doubled traffic on our websites during the 2020, and during this year, and it is not yet ended. And so I think we are going to get the same level of visitors. You can see that the level is really doubled in these 2 years. And that's because people was looking for information about their health, and also they discovered that our website is all the websites we have are filled by a lot of useful information they weren't aware. I forgot to say sorry for messing up with the slides. I'm very sorry. During that time, I was watching the analytics, and I was careful about this small live recorder visit recording, and it was like this meme. I was watching these numbers going on. This is now our installation. Our installation is based on two virtual machines who are balanced by around behind the, they are under a load balancer, and we run the cron jobs for making reports every two hours. We have a cron job, and this is the work load of the two instances. The blue line is the memory amount used by Matomo, and the red line is the CPU load. This is smaller than the past because of the PHP 7 upgrade. This wave is the average request per second. This situation is not really optimized. As you've seen, you can run Matomo on containers, and I think is the best solution to do it. because you can be you can go with a cheaper configuration and spend less than needed. This is needed because we are in a situation where we are not aware how much spikes we can afford. But this configuration was enough to enjoy this roller coaster mountains. So let's go on the plugin development. We are contributing to Matomo and for the audience for more than 5 years. It's about it's nearly 10 years long we are doing good with Matomo and the community. So you can see me sometimes in the forums helping and chatting with people. And during this time we managed to public two plugins. One of them is a plugin who lets make measuration of people coming from intranet internal location. Your internal location is pretty configurable by the console, the administration console, and you can choose your sectors, your addresses, and by simple digiting regular expression, you can get this report. This is important because our internal colleague wanted to make a measuration of internal audience and external audience on the websites. I forgot to say we are measuring more than 150 website, and we have about 200 users managing and reading the analytics. And so you can find this plugin you can find it on the Matomo marketplace, but also you can find this on Reuse on the catalog, on the public administration catalog in Italy. This is important because in the past, as you have seen in the past talks of by Claudio, there's a lot of effort making the local administration publishing their software. When they are asked to publish open source software online and make it shareable with the public, and so this is part of our contribution, and this part of contribution is also available to other public administrations, also on the shop in the Matomo marketplace. The second plugin is not a dating plugin because I had a small amount of creativity in that day, but the name of this plugin is rare user dates. It is not a dating plugin, but it means that you can control the user behavior inside the Matomo. You can omit the you can avoid them making custom range reports, because this kind of reports are bloating, overloading the application. So we chose to let them visit only pre-recorded reports and stay stick to there. To make this, you must accomplish a small modification of the user interface, and that and so this plugin make you do it. We have also personal theme we use inside, but I don't felt what was interesting, because it's very easy to develop your plugin. And during this day, these days, and during these years, I've said we also contributed to the development of Matom. In the darker box, you can find a small amount of pull request I've asked in the past. And also, there are many issues I raised in the past. I think this kind of contribution is very important to the community, and it's very important to the health of Matomo, because it makes the core developers aware of the audience. Sorry for my bad English. And if you want to learn Italian, just joking, you can visit the Italian section of the forum, but it's not very crowded. It's just the Italian part. So if you are engaged to Matom somehow, I would like to suggest you to participate a lot more on the forums, and also participating, exposing your wishes and your problems on the issue on the GitHub. And for now, my presentation is ended, and now I think is a good time to make question and answers. So I would like to pass the live to Marcus, and let's go with the question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank all of you three for the very nice presentation. So if anyone has any questions, please write them in the chat. There have already been some questions, but if I didn't miss any of them, I think most of them have already been answered. But if there's any new questions, just gonna wait once again a minute to see if anything pops up because of the delay.
Well, during David's speech, I was starting some questions from the audience, and one of them was a question for David. They asked if your service, Web Analytics Italia, is a fork of Matomo, and they also asked if you made also a personal team. And another question was I don't know, and I think there are no many questions. If you have developed any plugin also.
Yeah, thank you, Pierluigi. I just answered all the questions in the chat during your presentation. So I think there is no need to repeat my answers and to leave a room if there are more questions.
There's one question that just popped up, which is, have you seen any other countries contributing to Matomo as well?
Well, I know other countries are using Matomo, and I know also the European Commission is using Matomo, but I don't know if they are contributing in the sense of making plugins or participating in the community.
Okay, thank you. Then I think I'm gonna call it. Once again, if there are any other questions, the chat is gonna stay open and you can still ask questions there. Yeah. And with that, thank you once again for your presentations and have a great afternoon.
Thank you
for watching. Thank you so much.
Goodbye.